I was meditating this afternoon in between doing everything else that needed done this afternoon. I was meditating on thoughts for this evening. And I've made quite a bit of the fact that we're in a dangerous and unusual time as a nation. That has been a theme for some time. But a lot of the troubles and difficulties we face have nothing to do with what's going on in the big picture. In our own lives, a lot of the stuff we have to deal with, we'd have to deal with if life was going great for the rest of the country. Amen? We have trials and difficulties as a regular part of life, or a regular part of our human experience. That's part of living in this mixed condition of a sin-cursed world, where sin's entered in, where people sin. Now, it isn't all bad, because we also have many blessings and enjoyments this life, right? There's a lot of good things going on. As Zoe's also testified, God's good. But there also is trials and difficulties. One of the biggest battles that we face in these difficulties, whether it be the current political scene, the current economic situation, the current health situation, or just our own battles, one of the biggest battles we face is fear. Fear is probably the most complicating factor in everything we face and deal with as humans. That's where so much of our difficulties are generated. And I want to take just a few minutes, this is going to be quick tonight, just a few minutes to look at this problem from a Christian point of view. The 56th Psalm, verse 3 says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. You know, there's a lot of things in life cause us to fear. I mean, the list really is endless. There's all kinds, from spiders and snakes and different things for different people, to financial problems, to health worries, health concerns, relationship difficulties. There's all kinds of different triggers for fear. And sometimes we find ourselves just all of a sudden thrust into an emergency or fearful situation. Other times we can see the trouble or storm on the horizon and feel the fear rising within us, right? Well, whatever the source of fear, there is one remedy. Trust God. Amen? Our safety, our security, our help are all found in our Heavenly Father. Now, fear is the natural response to danger. It's supposed to motivate us to get out of the danger, to do something about it, right? Fear is a natural response to danger. Calm and peace is found when we feel safe and secure. In life, fear can spin out of control. Amen? It can spin disproportionately. It's only supposed to be there to cause us to remedy the danger. But there's so many things that we worry about, that we fear, that there's nothing we can do about. There's no remedy that we can take of escape, right? And that's where it spirals and compounds. Calm and peace is found when we feel safe and secure. And if we haven't learned this lesson yet, we should try real hard. There's nothing safe and secure in this world. The only place of safety and security is God. That's it. Our whole nation, our freedoms, our economy, none of that's secure. All of it is tenuous. Amen? I pray it continues, but all of it is tenuous. Our health is tenuous. Amen? It don't take much to trigger going from feeling pretty good to feeling pretty bad, to being in danger. Relationships can be triggered pretty quick from real good to real bad. Amen? The only thing that we feel, the only safe place, the only secure place is in God. Now, prayer is the expression of our trust in God. When we truly trust God, we go to Him for the help we need, right? If you have whatever the fear is, if you know that somebody can help you and you trust that they will help you, you'll go to them to find the relief and the help you need, right? If you're on the job and you got somebody you know or believe you know knows how to cure the problem you have and is willing to cure it, you're going to go find them, right? If you got somebody that you believe could and is able to help you and willing to help you in a financial crisis, you're probably going to go there. Amen? Prayer is our expression of trust in God. Therefore, when he says, what time I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee, that leads us to prayer. Three things. I only have 3 points tonight. Three things I want to remind us about prayer and trust and finding help for our fears. Learn to be instant in prayer. Learn to be consistent in prayer. And learn to be persistent in prayer. Those three together are the cure of taking us from where we're at many times in the down spiral to what time I'm afraid I will trust in thee. First, we need to learn to be instant in our prayer for help. You know, a lot of times we see things that cause us to fear. And we allow them to play around in our mind for a long time before we take them to God. Most people do that. Come on, you know, most people, including you and me, this is where we get, right? When we delay, it only heightens our sense of helplessness. If you had the answer, you'd already done it and you wouldn't have to fear. Amen? When we don't have the answer and we don't have the resources, we heighten our sense of helplessness. Left to ourselves, our situation really is hopeless. And focused that way, we begin to feel hopeless. Amen? And as our fears grow, they spiral. They produce anxiety and dread. Our joy is squashed. What ought to typify our Christian life is squashed out. Our hope is hindered at best, oftentimes nearly extinguished. Amen? We need to learn to turn to our source of help instantly. At what time I am afraid, I'll trust in thee. At what time I'm afraid, I'll flee to him. Be instant in our plea for help. Be instant in our trust in him. Amen? The sooner you truly turn to God and trust, the less damage fear can do. Amen? Now, I know most people, many of us, have got in some bad thought patterns in dealing with fears. We indulge in fears. We play them in our head. We play out the scenarios of what we think might happen. We may even indulge self-pity. Why, woe is me in this situation. And when we do that, we're going to spiral. Amen? I want to challenge us to deal with fears as one who really knows God, one who has a loving Heavenly Father. Learn to instantly turn to God and call out to Him in prayer. And I use the word learn on purpose, because this is a learning process. You're not going to snap your fingers by deciding you're going to do it and wake up tomorrow and be instant always. Thought patterns and emotional responses are difficult to change, but it is essential to change unless we want to live in fear. At what time I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee. Learn to be instant. Write it down where you're going to see it often. Amen? Just write the word instant. You'll know what it means. Write it down in your notes. Write it down someplace you're going to see it. Memorize this verse. At what time I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee. Learn to instantly turn to God. Learn as the fears come, as difficulty comes, as crisis comes. Learn to have the instant response. I need to pray. I need to talk to God. God, help me. Amen? I'm telling you by experience, the more we practice that, the less control fear will have in our life, the more joy we'll have in our life, the more we'll be able to see God in everything. Now, not only do we need to learn to be instant in prayer, but closely connected to that, we need to learn to be consistent in prayer. Learn to turn to God every day with everything. I've talked about it often, learning to live with God, not just for Him. Ask for His help every morning. I've made that a practice of late. Every morning, before I do anything else, say, God, help me today. And I go through the things I need His help in. work, relationships, health, everything that I need him in. If we stay consistent in the everyday battles, it'll be a lot easier to be instant in the biggies. Amen? Because if you're already in the habit of asking God for help and everything, if you're already in the habit of, you've already talked to God 5 times today about the normal things of life, when something suddenly appears on the horizon, it's much easier to be instant and taking it to Him. If we stay consistent, we will see God's help in our everyday life. And when we see God's help in our everyday life, as Brother Webster testified, it helps our faith and trust in the major storms. Amen? Because you see Him helping all along. You see Him consistently there. Therefore, and then the other thing is, when you win a biggie, when things go right, because you've been trusting God, you know it was by His help, not just happenstance, that it worked out. Amen? Learn to seek God for everything, every day. Talk to God every day about your health. Some of you ain't quite old enough to know how that means, but most of you see enough going on. Talk to God every day about your health. Talk to God every day about your work, your income, your financial life. Talk to God every day about all the decisions you make daily that affect you and others. Talk to God about your relationships every day. Talk to God about your daily needs every day. Be consistent in talking to God. Consistency. Learn to seek God on behalf of your loved ones every day. A lot of our fears relate to our loved ones. Seek consistently. It'll make the instant so much easier and so much quicker. Amen? And then finally, be instant, be consistent, and then stay persistent. Don't give up. Not every battle is won with the first swing of the sword. Not every battle goes away in a day. Some battles linger for a long time. Some battles take a lot of effort on our part, too. You ever think of the Israelites? God gave them the battle, and they went out and slew so many 100,000. Somebody was at the front of the pack swinging the sword, or used the spear. Somebody was working hard. I mean, even if they didn't put up much of a fight, he was still working hard to win the battle. There's times we have to work hard to win the battle. But stay persistent. Don't give up. Be persistent in prayer even when you don't see answers. Continue to trust God. Continue to resist the fear. Stay the course. Amen? Be committed to stay persistent. And if you've been consistent, it'll help your persistence as well. Because you have some fuel of answered prayers and relationship with God to help sustain you in the persistent part of the battle. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in Thee. Trust is actually a choice. Did you know that? Trust and faith are a choice. Otherwise, if you couldn't choose, you could never be saved. Amen? We're commanded to exercise trust and faith in God in the death of Jesus Christ as our substitute and our salvation. We can choose to trust God. And if we can choose to trust God with the salvation of our soul and our eternal destiny, can we not choose to trust Him in all these other things of life? Besides that, if you knew what you could do to solve it, you'd already done it. Right? So, it's pretty futile anyhow. When fears rise, turn your trust and confidence towards God. He is our refuge. It's only as we trust God that we're going to enjoy relief from fear and the safety and security that we crave. The peace inside and the joy that we crave will continue to evade us if we don't learn to trust God with our fears. And I want to challenge us tonight. This one verse stuck out to me. Make this your life practice. At what time I'm afraid, I will trust the Lord. Everybody right now is dealing with all kinds of fears. Amen? That's a good thing, because real danger should, fear shouldn't motivate us to evade, correct, or take care of that. And there is some action on our part in almost all of these areas of life. If you have a health difficulty, the fear shouldn't motivate you to do what you can. If you have financial difficulties, it ought to motivate you to do what you can. If you have the fears of the election, it ought to motivate you to vote and to talk. Amen. But truly, there's many of these things that are beyond what we can do. We need to do what we can. But the real settling of us inside, the real settling of the fears, is to trust in God. Learn to be instant in prayer. Make it a habit to be consistent in prayer, and that will assist you in being instant. And if you've been consistent and instant, then commit yourself to be persistent. Amen? If you haven't been instant or consistent, you won't be persistent. Amen? May God help us. I see so many people. I deal with this. Man, you don't think I face stuff? The stuff that I see on the horizon scares me to death sometimes. I don't have no answer for it. There's stuff that causes, if I let it work, cause fear really to well up in me. And I've dealt with some of those in the last couple of weeks. And that's what led me to this. This is the only answer, folks. We can either live in the torment of fear and subject to it, and in fact let it rob our life of joy, let it rob our life of any peace and contentment, or we can choose, after we've done what we know to do, we can choose to trust God. I know people run into all different kinds of solutions, but I'm going to tell you, if you really want to be a witness for the salvation of God, if you really want to enjoy the joy and peace that comes from knowing God, this is the only solution that actually gets us there. Amen. Be instant. Be consistent. Stay persistent. Amen. Amen. May God bless you.